So Jay Goldberg is now with us, and he is the Ontario Director of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. I guess you don't want to depress people on the eve of an important holiday in the Christian faith and just otherwise at the end of a long week. But April 1st, Monday, is not only April Fool's Day, but it's a day when we start to see even more pressure on people as a result of, in terms of the affordability crisis, as a result of various different things you might tell us about.
Absolutely. So certainly there's a couple of big things that we're facing. First of all, the alcohol escalator tax is going to be going up. So the feds have capped it this year at 2%, but that's still going up. And look, half of the price of beer, two thirds of the price of wine, three quarters of the price of spirits is already taxes. That's going to get more. And then, of course, I think the biggest story is the carbon tax. The carbon tax going up from $65 a ton to $80 a ton. What that means for listeners is that gas prices are going to go up by about 3.3 cents per liter, and it will be more expensive to heat your home with natural gas. And of course, that all cascades through the economy when you talk about things like transporting food from the point of production to the point of sale. That's all going in those diesel trucks that are going to have the higher carbon tax. So that's going to cascade through the economy. And then, of course, the last thing happening on April 1st is a big raise for MPs, the prime minister, the opposition leader, and the full cabinet.
Now, it's interesting you mentioned that when it comes to this raise, that we haven't heard anybody. I mean, normally, with all the different parties there are now and the fact it's a minority government and so on, you might think somebody would take issue with the raise and make it an issue. But the reason, I think it's almost the first a lot of people will have heard of it when you just mentioned it.
Yeah, you know, really the opposition should be talking about it. You know, at a time when people are struggling, you got 50% of Canadians saying they're $200 away from not being able to pay their bills. Here in Ontario, you've got 400,000 people working two jobs just to make ends meet. And then you look at Ottawa, and on the 1st of April, the prime minister's salary is going to go up to roughly $400,000. The opposition leader's salary, $300,000. The average MP, it's now going to cross $200,000 a year. And so I think it really shows that the politicians in Ottawa are tone deaf and not really in line or fully understanding what's happening with their constituents, how difficult life is, how expensive it is. And, you know, it's a small cost to government in the larger scheme of the budget, but it really just shows a disconnect from what's going on in Ottawa to what's going on at the kitchen table of folks all around the country.
Yeah, you and I might have an issue between us. We've had some before when I was mayor, but, you know, I would say that if you paid the prime minister $4 million, that actually wouldn't be too much if you had the job done properly by somebody that was of good qualification. I think your issue is more with the timing right now of a raise being applied at a time when people are really struggling with this affordability crisis, as opposed to the amounts of the salaries that you mentioned. You know, look, there's still a lot of money relative to what most people make. But I think for those jobs that are very responsible jobs, we entrust the entire running of our country to the person who is prime minister, and pay them $400,000 to me doesn't seem excessive. It's the raise, I think, that's probably got your hackles up a bit.
It definitely is the raise. The raise is the most important thing here. And you know, you just have to think what's going on at kitchen tables across the country. Things are very tough right now. Money is very tight. And so, you know, folks want to see a little bit of solidarity from their leaders. You know, we've had at Queen's Park, and you can debate if salaries are too low or whatever, but there's been a salary freeze for 15 years at Queen's Park. It was put in place during the 2008 recession to try to show solidarity by the McGuinty government. It's been kept in place since. And yet Ottawa's been going up each and every year and again this year. And it's also symbolic that the pay raise is happening on the exact same day that they're hiking the carbon tax, which is going to make life more expensive for everyone.
As I said earlier on, April Fool's Day. I'll have you on sometime. We'll have a good discussion about some of these things, because I supported, and this you'll say I knew it, I supported then-Premier Dalton McGuinty in bringing about the last raise for provincial MPPs in 2007 or 6. It took some courage, actually, on my part, I think, because I was the opposition leader and could have tried to make hay of it. But I just felt, and I feel today, that they need a raise again, because it has been 15 years. It's the wrong time to do it now for the same point you're making. But for them to make $117,000 for the the work they put in, the being away from home, the hours, the weekend work, I don't think is excessive. But having said all that, that makes me an outlier, I'm sure. I appreciate your giving your advocacy to these things, and we will have a discussion one day. We'll have you come in and spend a good solid 20 minutes discussing all of these things. Jay Goldberg is the Ontario Director of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation.